Hello?
Hi, Brecken. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. So originally I reached out because we were having trouble with the payment, but I got your message that you had some questions about your account.
Yes. So as far as the payment, I'm still late on that. There's no way I can pay it today or even probably not even by the end of the week. Super short on work. Of course, things will slow down, naturally. But there's some issues with my account.
Okay.
As it is. So my Facebook, I had a question about, I found my Facebook page, but I can't access it myself to customize it. On my personal profile, I went to my business profile and requested my phone number as if I were a customer, and I didn't receive anything on my end or through the portal or anything like that. So that was my first question.
So on, you requested information from yourself through Facebook or through Google or through your website. Do you remember?
My Facebook page. I'm sorry. I thought I mentioned
through your Facebook page. Okay. Okay. So I can have the technicians look into that. The problem is they won't do any type of programming while an account's in a past due status. So I can put a note on here that, you know, once the payment's up to speed, to have them look into it. So in essence, you tried to send your business page a message, right?
Right.
Okay, and you didn't get, okay. So I'll find out where that goes and see if they can fix it so that it comes to you and also give you access to the Facebook, because it looks like initially they were going to do some Facebook ads for you, but I don't think you ever did that extra $100 worth of ads, did you? It doesn't look like it, no.
Okay, I think that's where there was some confusion. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so that's the problem, is they were going to do Facebook ads, but then I think you decided to just stick with it without. Thank you also for telling me that, you know, things are tight right now. You don't have a lot of work, because I can help you out a little bit with the payment, Brecken. I'll get an override to put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That will at least save you $70 off of the past due balance, and it will grandfather you into that rate moving forward. So if, you know, you can't pay it this week, or, you know, you need some more time, that's definitely fine. Just make sure to do whatever you can to get it taken care of before December 29th, because that's when another payment would be due. And I definitely don't want you to have two payments close together like that, right? So
right.
I can also notate the account that when you are able to pay, you know, assuming that it's before the 29th, I'll push the next one out 30 days. So let's say next week Friday you can pay, and that's on the 16th, then I'll push the next billing out to January 16th. That way you won't have two payments close together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then the card that we have on file is no good. Did you want to update the new card and then just preliminary say we would do it next Friday, or do you want to just call us when you're ready? Or
I'll give you a call when I'm ready. Just curious, what card number is that? Do you have that?
Yes, it's a Visa ending in 7657.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, that is an old card. I'll just call and update you guys before the 29th, you know, next time I get a hold of you on that, and I'll have it ready
okay.
by then.
Okay, sounds perfect. So I'll make some notes here that we talked, and thank you for relaying all of that to me. And then once the payment's up to speed, I'll have them contact you regarding, you know, how to get into your Facebook, and then also fix that glitch, because even though we never did Facebook ads for you, you should still be able to receive a message from it if somebody were to find it, you know? So we'll definitely get that fixed for you once the payment's up to speed.
Okay, and then another question. I don't want to put any blame on anybody, but partially kind of a big setback for me was definitely the delay in the verification of my profile. I'm not sure if that's notated on your screen or not, but there was a huge lag in the verification, which I understand, but it was definitely excessive. And you guys have done well in sort of accommodating price-wise. The price was dropped a little bit. My bills were pushed back, and, you know, I was kind of helped out in that sense. But what I need help with is getting leads. So I'm wondering if there's anything we can do in the meantime to kind of give me a little bit of a head start to get some income. Because right now I have zero income. I'm getting like maybe a lead a month, maybe, and none of them are coming from this service that I've been trying to pay for at this point. I haven't received anybody from Google, my website, or Facebook. All of my leads have been self-generated.
Okay, so There's not really anything that we can do while the account's in a past due status. So if you had called, you know, before the 29th, matter of fact, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, it says 3 business days prior to your billing. So let's say that you called us by the 26th of November and you were asking for a little bit of extra help, then we could have kept the account active and maybe given you an extra 2 weeks for free or what have you on the back end. But right now it's in a past due status, so there's no way to do that.
But, okay, I understand. So,
Everything does stay active in the meantime, Brecken. So it's not like the payment fails and then someone sits here and presses a button and everything unravels. You're still on Google. You're still on Bing. You're still active on all of the directories. The website is up and running. The only variance is there's going to be a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. But people can still call you from the site, and they can still fill out the contact form. There was one inquiry that came in through the site a while back, which was someone just putting their address in. I don't know if that was you testing it, but
so
it was someone
that
named Cameron.
Yeah, that was my
that was,
buddy,
okay.
Robin. Yep, that was no. Yeah.
So that's why I figured, because it didn't say like, hey, we're inquiring about your service. There was just an address typed in there. So if that were to happen while the account's in the past due status, people can still fill that out and those leads will still go to the dashboard. So all of that will stay active. It's just that, you know, like I said, they don't do active programming and that little orange banner's up on the site just temporarily until it gets squared away.
Okay, I understand. So what's my current balance to get my account up and running?
It's $199, but I just reduced it for you to $129. So moving forward, I'm going to put you into that corporate pricing. So our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business owner, just like yourself. But we also have a corporate division where we work with, you know, Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. We've worked with Subway Sandwich and Anytime Fitness. So anytime we have a big corporation like that has over 100 locations, they get the same program, but it's just $129 monthly. So that's what I did. I overridden that, and I put you into that corporate rate.
Okay, I greatly appreciate that. I'm going to make some phone calls and see if I can get some cash around for you guys so I can get some work flowing in.
Okay.
One more question.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to tell you, I was looking at your Google business page right now, and you don't have any reviews up there as of yet, and I'm really big on conversion. So if you could get a 5-star rating on there, that's going to help you get a higher, not only better results, but also better conversion. So I just sent you a review generator email that will help you with that. And it's pretty simple. It's just going to, you know, take people when you send it out to directly to your Google business page, and they can just put in the 5 stars and hit enter. So because it's so simple, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star rating on Google.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll help you. And then you had another question as well?
Yes. Over the course of calling back and forth with you guys, I have been directed to, like, I don't know, like at least 3 or 4 different people, and a couple of times they were like, yep, I'm your guy, here's my extension, this and that, yeah, you'll be dealing with me, and then I'll call the extension and it'll be somebody else. Or it'll be just like a super general extension, you know, anybody picks up the phone. Is there any way I can kind of get more of like a personal, or do you guys just kind of swap around?
Well, if you call customer support, it'll just go into a queue and you just get, you know, randomly, you know, the first person that answers. But you can always use myself as a point of contact. So as you left a message earlier, I'm at extension 777. But I want to preface that by letting you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but you could always use me as a point of contact. And then if I can't help you, at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay. That would be great. You're very, easy to understand. And I like, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Some of the, you know. No offense to anybody, but some of the people that work there, you know, it's a little bit hard to communicate. You're easygoing, so I'd like to do that if I could.
Yeah, you can. I always tell people I don't mind helping out, so you can always call me if you have a situation, and then I can talk to you and we can address it and get you to the right person. And I know what you're saying too, because I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes when I talk to them, I think they're speaking Greek, you know, they're using all these words,
right,
and I have no idea what they're talking about, but that's why we have them, because they're programmers, you know? So, but okay. Well, thank you for the kind words, Brecken. You definitely made my day.
No,
so I did do the price adjustments for you, and then you call me whenever you're ready and we'll get that account back up to speed. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Do you have any other questions for now?
Just to verify, you said it was 129 to get my account back up and running.
Yep. 129 even. There's no extra taxes or fees or anything like that.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. I'll talk to you soon then.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You're welcome. I will. You too. Okay. Bye.